Missouri Net News. I'm Elisa Nelson. Members of the 139th Airlift Wing are returning to Rosecrans Airport as the Missouri River retreats from major flood stage. Vice Commander Colonel John Cluck says the Air National Guard followed a set plan in leaving Rosecrans when the Missouri threatened to flood Elwood and the airport.
We thought we were prudent by removing our high-value assets, which obviously are our C-130 aircraft, as well as many of the things on our base. You know, we have a lot of industrial equipment that it takes to run a wing and things of that nature. We got all it out of the flood zone and out of the danger area.
The C-130 airlift is returning from Forbes Field in Topeka. Cluck says the 139th maintained a state of readiness throughout the evacuation of Rosecrans. Federal aid to Missouri communities damaged by recent flooding is not expected anytime soon. State Emergency Management Agency spokeswoman Katie Eisterhold tells the Kansas City Star the flood water must completely recede before the state can finish damage estimates, which could be at least the first week of April. The Missouri House has passed a bill that would require inspections for vehicles at least 10 years old or with more than 150,000 miles, instead of the usual every other year inspections. Republican Chris Dinkins of Southeast Missouri's Annapolis says the requirement is a hardship for some rural Missourians who have to drive 45 minutes for an inspection.
You're talking a half a day's off work to go get a vehicle inspected where you do the work yourself anyway. A lot of times these places, they're not really doing the inspection anyways. You're buying the sticker.
Kansas City Democrat Judy Morgan says the proposal will be a blow to the state fund used to fix roads and bridges. The measure heads to the Senate. Two initiative petitions have been filed with the Missouri Secretary of State's office to ask voters next year whether to expand Medicaid. State Representative Rebecca Raber, who was involved in a head-on collision Monday afternoon in West Central Missouri's Syracuse, remains in serious condition. Raber was originally in critical condition after the crash. A Missouri House committee heard bipartisan criticism today about a controversial proposed merger between St. Louis City and County. Brian Howsworth reports.
2 hours today of testimony in the House General Laws Committee on four bills involving a proposed merger between St. Louis City and County. The common denominator of the bills is all the sponsors, Democrat and Republican, don't want the issue going to a statewide vote. Not one person testified in favor of the proposed merger.
A Jefferson City School and University of Missouri graduate is competing tonight on the popular Food Network television show, Chopped. Chef Natalie Figge DiBenedetto, who now lives in Maine, will compete on the Chopped Dollar Dishes episode at 8 o'clock. This is Missouri Net.